Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Yesterday, Detroit's Inspector General released a review of its investigation into the connection between the mayor's office and its support of a prenatal program. Today, Mike Duggan addressed the findings in a news conference. We get the latest now from WWJ's Ron Dewey. Ron.
And Jackie, Mayor Mike Duggan saying my bad in today's press conference and saying that he created an atmosphere where his chief of staff, Alexis Wiley, and other staffers took it upon themselves to dispose emails regarding the Make the Date program out of concerns of female staffers being followed by businessman Bob Carmack late last year at the time when he was putting out videos taping the mayor and billboards. While the Inspector General's findings cleared his office of any wrongdoing as far as breaking laws or policies, Mayor Duggan did take issue with the IG's assertion they were not on the up and up.
To criticize us for a lack of transparency and not to cite the fact in the report that we attempted well before there was any media publicity on this issue to disclose this ourselves, I just don't think is fair.
Duggan saying Wiley and those staffers will undergo further training on proper handling and disposal of city documents. Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Tragedy outside of a GM plant as a worker on the picket lines loses his life. WWJ's Sandra McNeil with details. Sandra.
Jackie, UAW officials say this happened on the picket line outside the Spring Hill plant in Tennessee. This worker, Roy McCombs, was picketing when he was struck by a car. Police investigating, they believe this was an accident. And by the way, that Spring Hill plant is just narrowly voted down a tentative contract deal that would call an end to the strike. Automotive News reporting that's a blow to the deal. However, right now, about 59% of line workers and nearly 80% of skilled trade workers have approved this deal. However, most of the plants, including Flint, still have to post their results. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the second year in a row, we're seeing a drop in the number of traffic deaths on freeways.
Some of the credit for that 2.4% drop goes to crash prevention technology on new vehicles. It's the second yearly drop in a row. Trends show highway deaths down this year so far as well. There are some exceptions, though. We're seeing an increase in fatalities involving pedestrians and people on bicycles.
WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert says 36,560 people died on the nation's roads last year. In Macomb County this morning, state police say drunk driving was to blame for a deadly crash on I-94. Police say a woman who has not been identified yet was killed when her car was hit by a pickup truck on eastbound I-94 near Little Mac. Police believe traffic had slowed down because of another crash. The pickup truck driver did not stop and slammed into the back of her car, causing a chain reaction crash. The driver of the pickup truck is in custody for driving under the influence. A total of four cars and one semi were involved in the wreck. I-94 eastbound was closed at Little Mac for several hours. A six-year-old Port Huron boy is dead, apparently at the hands of his father.
Preliminary evidence shows that a handgun was used in what appears to be a murder-suicide, but our medical examiner's office is doing a full investigation as well, and they'll make that final ruling.
Port Huron Police Captain Marcy Kuhn says that they were called to a home last night when the boy's mother asked for a welfare check. She says grief counselors will be available today. The search for a missing Warren woman continues, and now police are conducting interviews here in Metro Detroit and up north. 47-year-old Adrian Quintal was traveling to Honor, Michigan last week. That's west of Traverse City. She called someone on Thursday saying that she needed help. She was going up to a family cabin to meet her boyfriend. Benzie County deputies searched the cabin, finding what they call evidence of foul play. Her vehicle, cell phone, and purse were all discovered. Police have said it's unknown if she's missing voluntarily or whether or not she's in danger. Free admission is about to come to an end at the Detroit Historical Museum. We get that story from WWJ's Charlie Langton.
No admission for the last 7 years at the Detroit Historical Museum, but now if you want to go, or at least as of November 1st, you're going to have to pay $10 for adults, children $6. It's all part of the museum's efforts to eliminate debt. Officials at the museum said they lost nearly $300,000 in 2018, and that's based on an annual operating budget of about $4.5 million. Now, if you're a military or first responder, you can get a break, $8 admission fee.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.